Open Windows, May the 10th. The fullness of life. You are in him, made full and having come to fullness of life. Colossians 2, verse 10. The cross is a full and final principle, although it has many aspects. It is a full and final principle. We are going to see that the cross in its fullness and finality was right there at the beginning of the Bible. As a principle, it was absolute then. It is just in as far as you and I bring our lives at this time of the day back to God's fullness in the cross that we are going to know this progressive development and increase of life, so far and no more. The cross is a great divide. It divides people into three categories. Firstly, it makes a broad division between those who never get into life and those who do. Whether men or women get into life at all depends entirely upon their acceptance of the cross. But it divides further. It divides between those who do get into life and those who do go right through to fullness of life. And there is quite a real division there. Whether you like the theory or not, it's a fact. There are many Christians who are in the way of life, that is, who have entered into the way of life, but are not going right on to fullness of life. That is really what the New Testament is about, trying to get Christians who have entered into life to go into the fullness of life. The cross divides between those, because while we come into the way of life by the cross, we also come into the fullness of life by the cross. And that is another thing, a fuller, deeper application of the cross. So the cross makes three categories, those not in life, those in life, and those in life that are going on to the fullness of life.